EHR implementation in acute care. Acute care hospitals have an organized structure that includes medical staff, nursing services, and diagnostic and therapeutic services. They have inpatient beds and provide around-the-clock care. Some acute care hospitals may be classified as critical access hospitals. Government regulations limit the number of beds that a critical access hospital may have and require that the hospital be a specific distance from other hospitals in order to be able to be classified as critical access. The reimbursement regulations that apply to critical access hospitals are different from other acute care hospitals. Acute care hospitals must meet state licensing standards in order to operate. They are licensed for a specific number of inpatient beds by the state. They may need to submit a certificate of need to the state to modify the number of beds they are licensed for. In order to receive Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement, the hospital must meet the requirements of the conditions of participation that are developed by CMS. Facilities that are accredited by the Joint Commission, the AOA, and DNV are deemed to be in compliance with the conditions of participation. By selecting an accreditation body that is approved by CMS to offer deemed status, it is not necessary to undergo a separate survey. Results management provides fundamental access to data for clinicians. This access may include diagnostic study results, transcriptions, and scan documents that may be reviewed by the clinician, sometimes through a web portal. The ability to graph results may be important to the clinicians. In point-of-care documentation, the clinician can document or chart their findings or actions. This is often implemented first as nursing documentation prior to an EHR implementation. This often begins with assessments, and then later alerts and prompts are added. Along with this, nursing interdisciplinary consultations, vital signs, intake and output, plan of care, problem list, point of care testing, and specimen labeling, shift reports, and patient education are often automated. Physician documentation beyond orders has been more challenging. This challenge is not only getting cooperation, but finding appropriate tools for the documentation. In order to improve patient safety, many hospitals are implementing electronic medication administration, often in conjunction with barcoding of medications and the patient wristband, called EMAR, and computerized provider order entry, or CPOE. Medication errors are one of the more common medical errors, and this is an effort to improve in that area. One of the issues in these implementations is making sure that staff follow proper policies and procedures and not develop workarounds that prevent achieving the intended goals. It is important to involve staff in the implementation and carefully consider any workflow issues to avoid this issue. Clinical decision support is incorporated into many of the EHR components. It may also be a separate module that provides the desired CDS roles to other components. PACS is implemented to improve the storage of radiology images. This reduces the need for film storage and allows for digital storage of images. When the EHR is implemented, PACS can play a greater role in the quality of patient care and can include alerts and reminders when viewing images. Because of the size of the digital images, storage area networks, or SANs, may be required. PACS also allows for the remote reading of radiology images when needed. Patient flow management systems help a facility know where the patient is in the facility at all times and make sure that staff are at the proper locations. This system can alert the staff when a patient is ready for surgery and can link the patient location to the EMAR or orders that are entered. Many times these systems were implemented first in the emergency department, but now have expanded to more areas of the hospital. The supply chain includes the requisitioning, inventory, and tracking of supply usage. Supplies and labor are the two largest components of a hospital's operating budget. Linking supply chain management systems to the EHR can help ensure contract compliance and usage tracking. These systems can help reduce surgery delays and can support device registries so patients can be identified if there is a device recall, such as a pacemaker. To achieve meaningful use in acute care, the following must occur. More than 80% of patients must have records in certified EHR technology, and eligible hospitals must report on 19 of 24 meaningful use objectives. Some of the meaningful use objectives that may occur as a result of an EHR implementation are the implementation of CPOE, reporting hospital clinical quality measures to CMS or the state, protecting electronic health information, recording advance directives for patients age 65 and older, and provide a summary of the care record for each transition of care or referral. One of the major barriers in an EHR implementation is the inability to integrate the EHR into the clinician's workflow. To avoid this barrier, it is important that a facility carefully analyze the workflow before implementing an EHR. For optimal workflow, the right information must be provided at the right step in the process so it can be acted on by the clinician. Some important steps in workflow analysis are: identify the boundaries of a process, establish a common understanding of its triggers, steps, and results among stakeholders, analyze how the current process functions, understand where it can be streamlined and otherwise improved, and develop use cases that will guide the design, development, and support of the new system that automates the process. And these are some resources that were used to develop this presentation.